Welcome to Leadership Lowdown. This is the Michigan Business Network, and I'm Vic Versaro. Today, our guest is Bonnie Alfonso. She is the president and CEO of Alfie Logo Gear, and she's also a partner in the operation. So, Bonnie, I want to say officially welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Vic. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm glad you were a part of this. You and I have a mutual friend in the form of Ben LaCrosse, who was a recent guest on the show doing some fun work with his book, Tucker for President. Did Ben tell you about that experience?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I actually listened to the interview the other night. It was really well done, and Ben LaCrosse is such an inspiration.
Yeah, he's a
fantastic
really,
to hear it.
Really sharp guy and really, really fun. And I should tell all the audience here, I guess I'm so comfortable with the fact, but you know, we obviously focus on all things Michigan, and I'm delighted to have you as part of the Traverse City scene, that whole northwest corner of our state. Possibly one of the greatest spots on earth, kissed by God, because it's just so beautiful up there, isn't it?
We are very fortunate, that is for sure.
Yeah, well, is that where you got your start? Are you from that area?
Well, you know, it depends on how you qualify from, because if you truly are a Traverse City native, you had to be born here
right.
to be considered from here.
And maybe even two or three generations back to be considered.
Yes,
right?
And I feel like I should be grandfathered in.
Right.
My family moved here when I was 6 months old,
oh,
but
my.
No, I still don't qualify as a native.
Gee, that's tough standards right there, Bonnie.
It is, it's true.
Well, and so you 6 months, and that's where you grew up. So you went to, what was your high school back there up in Traverse City?
So I graduated from Traverse City St. Francis, and my family moved here when I was 6 months old. I'm the youngest of five. My dad was accepting a job with Parsons Stulen, a manufacturing company, and that's what got us to Traverse City, and I am so grateful for that.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
my dad ended up eventually starting his own company with his brother.
Yeah, wow.
I am actually my siblings and I are actually third generation Michigan entrepreneurs.
Wow, I just love that. You know, being an entrepreneur is really a challenge in so many ways. It's been glorified, and because I think there's such a great, fantastic, positive number of benefits, but there's also the other side. So when you're an entrepreneur, it means you're president and CEO, but it also means you probably just got done cleaning the restroom, and you probably took out the trash, and you stayed up late at night working those extra hours to make sure you got the payroll out, right? I mean, that comes with the whole
yeah.
entrepreneur thing.
Well, you're not really punching a clock, or if you are, you're punching it pretty much for the entire day.
Yeah, but you're punching it for yourself, right? Isn't that the exciting part of it? Well,
so
we're going to get into what your business is, but your dad and your three generation entrepreneurial opportunity. Well, tell me about that. What are some of the different businesses that your family's been associated with?
Oh, sure. So my grandfather, who came to this country from Italy way long ago, he ended up settling in Ionia, Michigan, and had a shoe repair business on the main drag.
Wow.
And so that was the first generation of wanted to make his way and opened that up. And then my dad, with his brother, started a tool and die manufacturing shop. So Grand Traverse Machine, which is still in operations, my siblings and I own that together. My brother runs it. And then we had started Alfie Logo Gear together as well. My dad had a couple of different businesses, though. He was a serial entrepreneur. He just could not help himself.
Really?
So at one point, he had Grand Traverse Machine, and then he had a water slide park, Fun Country, for those of you from the northern Michigan area might remember that. My family owned that for a while.
Was that on the main drag there in Traverse City?
It was not a main drag, but it's out near Interlochen.
Oh, I know that. I know exactly where it's at, yeah.
Yes. And then he also had he was part owner of a Honda shop, motorcycles, and he then started a sideline business he loved flying remote control airplanes, so he had started a company where he patented a couple of designs and did that as well. So my dad really just could not help himself.
Isn't that cool?
So growing up in that family, it's certainly hard work and being creative and making sure that you're making a difference was definitely part of the program.
Well, you know, and what you've said is a little bit about what the American dream is. I mean, the opportunity to come from another country and to stake out your opportunity in the great free enterprise world of being an American citizen. It kind of the great American story for you and your family.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and so I when I saw the name Alfonso, I kind of had a sense it was Italian. But am I saying it correctly, or should I put more Alfonso? Do I need to throw a little more emphasis into it?
No, Alfonso is fine.
Oh, that's great. Well, maybe we'll have a chance to hear a little bit more about some of your family antiques and some of those great things, because we have wonderful stories about Italian families and some of the great fun they have. But right now, we're having great fun with you. We appreciate. Bonnie, that you're on our show here, the Leadership Lowdown, and the Michigan Business Network is looking forward to hearing all about you and Alfie Logo Gear and all the good things that are going on and the leadership experience you've had. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back with Bonnie. This is the Vic Bercher.
The workplace keeps changing, and successful companies recognize and embrace change through choice, adaptability, and innovation. DBI offers affordable furniture solutions for countless workspace options that will enhance the performance of your people and organization. DBI helps customers reach their workplace goals, from improving worker effectiveness and innovation to brand expression. DBI is your office furniture partner. Learn more at dbiyes.com.
Welcome back to the Leadership Lowdown. This is Vic Bercherow here on the Michigan Business Network. I'm so grateful to have Bonnie Alfonso. She is the president and CEO of Alfie Logo Gear, all the way up in Traverse City. She's a partner in that business and some other businesses, but so she has, I would say, entrepreneurship running through her veins. So I think it's so cool, Bonnie, when you kind of unpack the story of your dad and your family history and some of the different entrepreneurial opportunities you've had. But that felt like it must have come natural to you. Did it start at a young age for you?
Well, I don't know if it came naturally, but I will say back in going to Catholic school and having the last name of Alfonso, you know, everything was always alphabetical. So I was always put in the front of every line.
Had no choice.
Anything.
my last name's Versura. I was in the back of the pack, and so were my grades.
So I really think that truly did help shape the fact that, oh, man, I got to pay attention. I got to do all the things because right. I'm going to lead the pack. But one of the most interesting things that occurred when I was in high school is they brought in a junior achievement program.
Oh.
And I wasn't the athletic kid. I wasn't really the brainy kid either. I was involved with pep club because, you know, I like to encourage people. But when junior achievement came, there was something about it when I right. listened to the presentation, and I thought, I really want to do that. And kind of ironic, so if you know how junior achievement works, or at least back when I was involved, you would create a company store or a company with your fellow junior achievement members. And you would create a product and you would sell it and market it and had to do all of the work of what it would take to run a company.
Mm.
And surprisingly, the company that we formed and ran, I believe I was president of, I ended up winning Officer of the Year with that, but our product line is what was most interesting. So we had this very high-tech desk nameplate that it was laser engraved on the front, and then on the back it had a thermometer that had both Fahrenheit and Celsius.
Oh, my.
That high-tech.
You have arrived.
But the interesting thing is, we would personalize them, so you could add your name or maybe your company name to this item. And the very first one I sold was, of course, to my father. And let me tell you, he was a tough sell and made me go through all of the hoops of why he needed this product. And I did land the deal.
Oh, that's impressive.
With some work, but I find it funny that now, years later, that's kind of what I do.
That is, isn't it? Well, they call that humble beginnings, don't they?
Yes.
That's really cool. Well, you know, and sometimes family sales and family business dealings are some of the hardest to come by, but it sounds like you've been in business with your family for a number of years. Any tricks of the trade that those that are tuning in that have family businesses or family members in their business that they should maybe think about, or any thoughts you have there?
Oh, absolutely. So we have been in business together for 30 years.
Oh, my.
So Alfie just celebrated. We are in our 30th year in business, and my siblings and I have been working together maybe 20 of those years, maybe a little bit more, 25. And it is both a blessing and a challenge at the same time. 'Cause all of the things in your family life, if you haven't resolved them in the family, they're going to show up at work.
Oh, amen, yep.
So I think keeping open lines of communication, showing up as an adult, not as a child, because, you know, sometimes those things from your childhood rear their heads and you don't realize it's happening. So I think having a very open and honest communication with your siblings, with your team, is so critical, not only in business, but just in life.
Well, you really just gave us a lot to think about there, Bonnie. You know what? Years ago, I was involved with some leadership programs and that focused on young farmers. And one of the things that I noted that a lot of times there was the mom or dad that was the elder statesman in the business, and then you had the young farmer. Well, the ones that were most successful and most joyous in their work together is when they let the youngest child become, or the child become, an adult, and when they never saw that child as an adult or as an equal partner and having their own opinions, it was a catastrophic problem for the entity. So what you just said, showing up as an adult and making sure that you're bringing it like you earned the position, not that you grew up in it, that says a lot. I think that's pretty astute.
And I think one of the key things as well, and this seems like a little thing, but it's really a big deal, is when you do work with family, never refer to them as family. So if you are happening to work with a parent, never call them mom or dad in front of other team members. When you're at work, it's first name. When you have family working with you, rather, if you're giving some direction, I would refrain from saying, well, go talk to my sister.
Yeah.
Because what that does for the team is it shows that, oh, this is a family.
Sisters first.
Bond.
Yeah, right.
So first names, do not refer to family members by their place in your life, because it will change the dynamics either intentionally or unintentionally.
You bet. Well, Bonnie, that's worth the price of admission right here. Thank you so much for sharing that good stuff. Thanks for tuning in to the Michigan Business Network. This is Vic Versero here on the Leadership Lowdown. We're going to go pay some bills and be right back.
Sonair has been advancing communities and providing opportunities for people in Michigan for more than 25 years. Through lending, investments, and the creation of homes and jobs, Sonair has made a combined $7 billion impact on the communities they serve. Learn more at www.sonair.com.
You've tuned in to the Michigan Business Network. This is the Leadership Lowdown, and today my special guest here is Bonnie Alfonso. She is the president and CEO and a partner in Alfie Logo Gear. And, of course, I have been referred to Bonnie because of her fantastic leadership and her commitment to community. And what's interesting to me is, Bonnie, as I think about Alfie Logo Gear, you guys are really shipping worldwide, but you don't pretend like you're not a part of the local community. You really serve the local community and are involved. I think that's a philosophical thing, right? Am I on the right track?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it is so important to be engaged and involved where you live. Even though we do ship across the state, we ship across the country, we ship internationally at times, being engaged and involved where your team works, where your team lives, where you can have an impact on your community is so important. Mm. And there's so many ways to get involved.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because, you know, I think you've been there so long and you kind of grew up. It's interesting. There's a point in time when you know, you have organizations that, in my experience, kind of the old guard looks down their nose at you and you're just a young one. What do you know? And then there's a time when the old guard gets tired and they go, man, I wish we had some younger legs in here that could come out and help us get this job done. So how do you, when you're new, like at some point in time you were, how did you break into it? How did you define what you wanted to be involved with? What do you do as a small business? Because there's so much need in so many different areas. How do you focus on it?
Well, honestly, at first, I didn't know what I was doing, and I overcommitted.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really finding that balance between where you can make a difference and how you can be involved, and balancing it with your family commitments and your work commitments, and then finding those areas. But originally, I was just so excited anybody asked me. I said yes to everything.
Right.
And then burned out.
Mm, yeah.
And just had not taken care of myself in that process. And so as the years went on, I kind of developed a four-question system that I used to determine, should I say yes to this or not?
Mm. Well, tell us about that.
Well, all right. So if you are being asked to serve in any kind of organization, I think it's very fair to ask of that organization, why are you asking me to be involved?
Mm.
And that's not looking for compliments, or it's just, you obviously approached me for a reason. You believe that there is some skill or asset that I can bring to your table. And let's just talk about what that is so that I can make sure that I'm in a position where I can give that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're being asked to serve in a capacity, in a fundraising capacity, for instance, but you're already involved with three other organizations where that's your fundraising commitment, then it's going to get to the point where your friends see you coming and they're going to hold on to their wallets,
right,
and run the other way.
Right.
So I think having a conversation about why me.
Well, I don't want to derail you there, but you just said something really important because there's so many people that are out looking for bodies, and if they don't have a compelling reason why they've asked you, it's just well, you know, but if they say, well, your name came up and here's why, and they can unpack that reason, that's a meaningful ask, and it's not just we'll take anybody. We came to your step on purpose. I love that. I think that's important to note. So excellent. First question. What's number two?
Next question is, will it lead to personal or professional growth?
Mm.
So yes, giving is important, but being able to receive as well and being open to that. So a lot of times when asked, look and see who else is in the room and look and see what the organization is serving, what their next year looks like, and if it can help while I'm filling someone else's bucket, it can also add a few drops to mine, that is gold.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third question that I ask is, can I make a difference? Will my skills parallel? If someone comes and says, you know, when the ask is, well, your name come up, you'd be great. I'd be great at what? What are you asking me
yeah.
for? And if they're like, well, you know, you run a big business, so we were going to put you in charge of finance. Oh, no. That would not work out well. So again, making sure that you truly can make a difference and it's in line with your skill set.
Right.
And then my fourth question is, do I actually care about the mission?
Mm.
And if you can answer yes to three out of four, you should give it a good look. If you can answer yes to all four, definitely say yes.
Mm. Wow.
That's kind of how I decided.
That's really helpful. I have to tell you, Bonnie, I can remember as a young person going into a kind of a visible spot in a small community. When you show up new in a small community, it's one of those things where we're like, oh my gosh, we've got to find a way to get our name out there and get known. And I said yes to everything. It's just unbelievable. And I remember when we moved out of that community 12 years later, there was such a sense of relief when I moved on, because I was I was really not burned out, just buried in all kinds of stuff that wasn't giving any of it a fair shake and doing my fair share. I was just on every board, it seemed like. Yeah.
That, I think, happens for a lot of us. We're so excited to be asked, and we want to make a difference, and then we overcommit, and we end up not honoring any of the commitments.
I love that. Bonnie, man, that's really good stuff right there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thanks for sharing that with us. Thanks for tuning in to listen to the Michigan Business Network. This is the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Vic Verschuro with Bonnie Alfonso, and we're going to be right back.
You can listen to the Michigan Business Network on SoundCloud, iTunes, on the smartphone app, and on its website at www.michiganbusinessnetwork.com.
Michigan, Michigan.
Thank goodness you found the Leadership Lowdown here on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Vic Verschuro, and of course today's guest is Bonnie Alfonso. She is the president and CEO of Alfie Logo Gear, and of course, Bonnie, I've been taking notes here, and my hands getting cramps in it from all the good stuff you got bringing up. And I love what happened in the last segment, because so many of us get asked to do things in a community, and so many of us ask the question, what kinds of things should I be involved with? And I think I heard you basically say we need to be paying back to the community and being involved in our community, but just don't show up. Make sure you show up for causes that align with your skill set, with your passions, and with things that align well for your business to be involved with. And so, really good stuff there. And as you kind of unpack that in the Traverse City area, what are some of the kind of things that were your takeaways and some of the great things you've been involved with and wonderful experiences that have helped you to say getting involved was a good thing?
You know, there have been so many significant opportunities in Traverse City and in any community, but mm-hmm. some of the most noteworthy that I was involved with is I was involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters mm-hmm. and met some of the most amazing and giving people that have shown me how to be accepting of people where they are, and you meet and love people where they are. And Big Brothers Big Sisters is a wonderful organization that really makes lifelong changes. So that has been a key organization that helped shape me. I was involved with the Home Builders Association years and years ago, and I was very fortunate. That was the real first professional board that I served on. And there was a gentleman in the room, Rick Denowith, who was a very dear friend, who became a very dear friend, that at my first meeting sat next to me, and I was the only woman in the room that wasn't staff, and sat next to me and kind of coached me on, okay, so when you serve on a board, here's the kind of things I recommend. Mm. And that was invaluable. I can still hear some of the words of wisdom that he shared with me back then about, you know, I recommend you just listen for a while and see how people operate and get a feel for what's happening. And I learned so much and was so grateful that he was there to shepherd me through. You know, that was probably 27 years ago, and I was the only woman in the room. I'm very involved with the chamber. It was the chamber. They've recently rebranded to Traverse Connect to become more of an economic development engine rather than just a networking organization. And at one point, I was chair of the chamber as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I still continue to serve on the Government Relations Committee and some other things. And being involved with that really helps give a perspective of what's happening in the community, what's happening in the state, and how your efforts can make a difference.
Wow. It's funny. Perspective is exactly what I was forming the word, and you said it. I think that's really important, because businesses need to understand that you're not operating in a vacuum. You may feel like you're shipping internationally, you're all set and everything else, but that local economy is important, and to have the dynamics and the kind of place that people want to live in. It's all about placemaking. It's all about a vibrant economic underpinning. And it's about making sure that people of good character are in the right positions locally in leadership roles and everything else. What a great experience for you to be a part of that. You know, when I think about your involvement there, you shared this mentorship moment. Man, could you? I just love mentorship. I just think it's such a gift when people of experience can turn around and pull somebody alongside for no reason. It's just a gift, paying it forward, and they lift you like that at a board meeting and make a difference. That's just some real powerful, powerful, good character kind of things.
Absolutely. I cannot speak enough about the importance of having mentors and having a variety of mentors.
Mm.
So of all different generations, as I'm getting a little older, you're doing some math,
that's good.
Realize I've been in business 30 years. So,
no,
you know,
I'm not doing
math. I didn't
start
when I was 10.
No, I'm not going there.
But what I'm finding now is that a lot of my mentors are younger than me.
Mm.
And I think that's really important. And someone's age does not define their abilities, their skill, what they can bring, what I would, especially if you're getting to be a little more seasoned in your life, I would look for younger mentors.
Yeah.
Because such cutting edge information, and I rely on them to help keep me current and involved and just to hear a different perspective than the one that I grew up with or that I have been bringing to the table. And I cannot tell you how encouraging and invigorating that is.
Yeah. Well, it goes on both ends. You know, I mean, as I get on the other end of life, I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, young people that dismiss older generations and older generations doing the same to the young ones. You just reminded us of how important it is to always be looking for the learning moment, right?
Absolutely. Vibrant, to have a vibrant community that you can engage with and reflect back to and reflect with is what keeps us moving forward and what makes life so interesting and helps us grow and develop.
Well, you're moving us forward here today, Bonnie. We're so glad you joined us. Glad you tuned in to the Michigan Business Network. This is the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Vic Verschuro. Bonnie and I will be right back.
Most of us aren't looking around for accidents waiting to happen. That would be sort of odd. But when you have Accident Fund Workers' Compensation Insurance, that's exactly what they are doing. Accident Fund employees are the WorkSafe people. They take your safety very seriously because that's all they do. Workers' Compensation Insurance. That's why they're rated A excellent by AM Best. Go to accidentfund.com/worksafe and get the WorkSafe people.
Accident Fund is a wholly owned subsidiary of Accident Fund Holdings Incorporated, the 10th largest workers' compensation insurer in the United States.
This is the Michigan Business Network and the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Vic Verschuro here with Bonnie Alfonso, President and CEO of Alfie Logo Gear, and she's a partner in her family's businesses. And, of course, I'm just having a time of my life listening to some of the things that she's sharing, and I'm so grateful that Ben LaCrosse put us in touch with each other, Bonnie. And as I think about this, you know, Ben and I knew each other from some of his industry-related work. He was involved with another association. And then I think about your work. You have not only are you shipping internationally, but you're also doing things that's not just Traverse City-oriented. You've gotten involved with an organization, I think it's called SBAM. And could you tell us a little bit about what that is and what that's meant to you and your business?
Absolutely. So SBAM is the Small Business Association of Michigan, and it is an advocacy group that is based in Lansing. And of all of the experiences I've had and all of the organizations I have been involved with, this has been the most personally rewarding, professionally rewarding, and meaningful for
me.
I cannot speak highly enough about SBAM.
Mm. You've been involved too, right? You didn't just become a member, you got involved.
No, I got very involved. So I was asked to serve, this probably was maybe 12, 15 years ago, FBAM didn't have much representation up in northern Michigan, and Doug Luciani with the chamber and Rob Fowler were having a conversation, and Rob had asked for someone that could start getting us more engaged, and Doug put my name forward. So I was asked to serve. I joined. I got very involved and served on several different committees and eventually was the chair of SBAM. And what a remarkable experience. Mm-hmm. I'm still involved with the Board Development Committee as well as the Leadership Council. And what SBAM does is they are the voice for small business. As a business owner and entrepreneur, you are so busy handling day-to-day operations and making sure that your business is thriving and taking care of your team and making sure that you're being innovative, that when it comes down to policy and government relations and things that are happening that are going to affect your small business, who has time to read the bills or to get in touch with their legislator and to do the work to make sure that our voice is being heard? Because you know the larger companies, they've got people at the table. They pay lobbyists to do that so that their needs are definitely heard. But what about us that have, you know, maybe 5 to 20 employees or 60 to 100 employees? Who is advocating on our behalf? And that is exactly what SBAM does.
Well, that's a great point, Bonnie, because when you think about the number of company objectives that of companies that have 250, 500, 1,000 employees, they're looking out for themselves, and I'm not saying that's bad. It's just they're hiring and paying people a lot of money to sit in those halls of Congress and legislature and make sure that they're keeping an eye on things. And how powerful is it for a few membership dollars to have somebody that's looking out for your overall interests as a small business person? You right there, I'm not sure how much membership dues are, but that truly has got to make a big difference when you think about influence and leadership and everything else. That's worth the price of admission right there.
Absolutely. And SBAM, if you're listening to this and thinking, you know, but government things, that's not my thing. I'm not interested in that. I will tell you, I have met the most remarkable leaders from across the state that I never would have had an opportunity to meet fellow business owners that are facing similar situations. Based on my experiences with SBAM, I now have a network of incredibly smart and diverse people that when a situation arises in my company, I can pick up the phone and immediately have some mentorship and coaching and talk through a situation. And as much as I love the advocacy work that SBAM does, the relationships that I have formed from serving on the board, from being involved, I have made lifelong friendships that I would have never had the opportunity to have that door open for me had I not said, yes, I will be involved.
Well, you just shared something that I think is really important. I'll take us full circle on this interview as we went back and talked about your entrepreneurial situation and your family's serial entrepreneurial ways. When you think about that, by definition, an entrepreneur is almost always a loner. They might have a business partner or something else, but you know, it does feel alone. And what you just did is you just stitched the fabric of other entrepreneurs and other like-minded business people together through SBAM, and now you've got a chance really to be able to have a network of knowledgeable people that are sharing some of the same space and challenges that you are. That's really pretty big.
It is remarkable. And again, I would encourage any business owner to jump online at SBAM.org, check out membership, give me a call. I will have you signed up by the end. Because it has been that critical to my continued growth and success.
Yeah, well, you're talking right now to a lot of business people that tune into this show, and of course, it's important to be able to share that kind of information. Bonnie, we can't thank you enough for today being on our show and sharing your information. We've got one precious segment left. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Vic Verschero here on the Leadership Lowdown and the Michigan Business Network.
Michigan. Physicians Health Plan is local. For 35 years, we've been a part of your community, and we take pride in helping you get the coverage, care, and personal service you deserve. Go to phpmichigan.com for more information. We're the health plan that works for you.
This is the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Vic Verschuro here on the Michigan Business Network. And, of course, Bonnie Alfonso, the president and CEO and a partner all in Alfie logo gear, is with us. And she just gave a wonderful commercial about SBAM, which was unexpected. But, man, what a great testimony. And, really, what a great way for leaders to have a chance to rub shoulders with other leaders. Is there anything else that we should know about SBAM before we move on in this last segment?
There is one last thing, because I'm so impressed with this organization. When the pandemic hit in March,
mm-hmm.
SBAM fully pivoted and has been providing real-time information that you can trust for business owners to make a decision. They were doing daily briefings all through March, April, and May, and then now are doing briefings twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays at 3 o'clock. You can watch it live on Facebook. If you are a business owner that wants real-time, nonpartisan, unbiased information on how to make decisions to thrive during the pandemic, tune in.
Wow. You know, that's
that
really.
That includes my SBAM commercial.
Ah, there you go. And we'll be back with more commercial messages. Just kidding. Yeah, that's really great. And I think what's really cool about that is that honestly, where do you turn as a small business person? You're in it so much alone. Man, you just filled our bucket there, Bonnie, because I think that's really important stuff. And we've had Rob, Mr. Fowler, on this show as well. And I think he's been able to share a lot of great insight about the organization. But, man, nothing better than a testimonial like that. And thanks for sharing that. And, of course, SBAM's been important to your primary business, which is Alfie Logo Gear. Mm-hmm. Tell me where'd that start and what is it exactly that you guys do?
So Alfie Logo Gear, based in beautiful Traverse City, but
yes.
Shipping all over the country, we pretty much anything that you use to build your brand is what we produce. So any type of logo gear that you would use as giveaways, as team incentives, all of that. But I think the deeper meaning of what we actually do, if you think about a water bottle or an ink pen or a really great embroidered shirt, why are you giving that away? Why is it important to have that? And I think one of the things that we do is we help people build a connection. And particularly right now, connection is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so very excited and honored that I get to help people feel proud of where they live, where they work, what they participate in, what sports they enjoy. We just happen to help people build pride through, you know, a really good golf outing beer koozie and embroidered hat.
Right. Well, and I think what you just did there is you made the point that building brand needs to be purposeful, it needs to be intentional, and I think what you just shared is why do you do that? I mean, it's one thing to have a prop in your hand when you go in to give somebody some kind of trinket, but you know, sometimes the gifts probably need to be more thought out and more direct oriented in terms of doing something special, because it is your brand after all that you're dealing with.
Absolutely. And that is one of the things that we love to do. We love to get involved early in the process so we can brainstorm about who you are trying to reach, what message you want to send, and then how we can tie into that.
Mm, absolutely. Well, and so again, if people went to your website, would they be able to find a variety of products, or how does that work? Can they sort through to figure out what are the kind of things you handle, or tell me what that looks like?
I will confess it is an overwhelming task to try to figure out how to be heard and how to make that connection.
Yeah.
So certainly you can go to our website, which is goalfie.com, or you can call us, email me, and we will walk you through the process.
Love it.
So we like to do a little introductory interview about, well, tell me what you're working on, who you're going to connect with, what other things are happening, and then we can help narrow down exactly what would be the perfect item for your needs.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's really kind of cool, because I must confess, before I understood what you did, I jump online, you get somebody, you don't know where they're at, but you look, and it doesn't feel very personalized. What you just offered was a chance to have somebody help you consult, if you will, and build your brand objectives around that purchase. And let's face it, if it's a small business, you know, making $1,000 or $2,000 worth of purchases on a giveaway, you know, that stuff starts to add up after a while.
Mm-hmm. You want to make sure it's effective and that it stays in people's hands, and that people feel an affinity for your brand based on the experience that they're having with your gear.
Right. And if they wanted to, are you giving out phone numbers to the organization? Do you have a number that people could call if they did want to say, hey, I've been frustrated with my giveaways, I want somebody that knows the business, can I call and talk to Bonnie? Do you have other people that you want them to talk to?
Oh, call right in, 800-507-0040.
Awesome. That's great. Well, Bonnie, I can't thank you enough for being a part of this. You are quite an impressive lady. And I just think that Traverse City is very fortunate to have somebody of your caliber helping to lead. And SBAM has never had a greater supporter. I think that's pretty cool. So thank you for being a part of that. And we wish you all the best up there in beautiful Traverse City. It's going to start snowing here a little bit on our calendar. But is that your favorite time up there?
Not really, but it's coming, so might as well embrace it.
That's right. That's part of the attitude.
Vic, I really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thanks for joining us here on the Leadership Lowdown. This is the Michigan Business Business Network. Bonnie, you got me all flustered. This is Vic Verschereau. We'll talk to you soon.